All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. It's The Usual Suspects on a way back Wednesday. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio. If you are joining us on SportsMap 94.1, thanks for joining us. But also be aware of the fact you missed the first 2 hours of the show. So what you need to do is head on over to ESPN975.com and hit the show, click the show tab where you can catch up on hours one and two of the big show. Nothing really happened here today. Nothing worth mentioning or nothing to see.
Keep it moving.
Talking about a lot of sports and things. Lance Zierlein just joined us if you want to catch that as well. And of course, as while you're on that ESPN975 site, download the app, then you can take us anywhere, everywhere. And don't have to worry about a single thing with signal issues or any other thing that might be interrupting your day.
I ran to the car and back, and I'm exhausted.
You're parked.
Now you feel like you just left Vortex.
I am exhausted.
Yeah, you're a bit winded.
I am. And it was two flights of stairs down, a couple feet to the car, two flights of stairs up, and I'm exhausted. That's not good. I'm out of shape.
It could be the lumberjack shirt. It might have overheated.
It's so funny because there's no other way to describe this shirt. It's literally.
And everybody knows exactly what we're talking about.
Isn't there
about.
Some lyrics? Who was it that says lumberjack hat to match? Because it's like a red and black checkered. Is that Biggie?
I know Jose has the hat.
I think so. Does he have the red and black lumberjack hat?
Yeah. I think so.
But this has been an interesting day. It's been fun, though. I'm having a great time.
I look forward to it.
Oh, I bet you couldn't wait. You were like, yeah, somebody else.
You about 6 months ago. I was like, well, we're not going to have any problem getting into this one today, gang. Don't have to do an extended prep on this bad boy.
I told Lance, I was like, by the way, I know I was making fun of your shirt. I actually almost bought that because I have two more just like it. Like I have a black one and a blue one. And I almost got the purple. Then I was like, nah, but I already got two of the same kind of shirt. So I just had to bust on him a little bit. He was like, it's okay. I'm just going to turn you in. No, he didn't say that. Always good to have him drop by. Always fun.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not just the football knowledge. Lance is just a great all-around dude. And like I said, you know, he's got stories for days and a lot of experience. And it's always good to get it out there for everybody to have some fun with more than just John Granato and Raheel and Dell.
A show. A couple of texts to catch up on. Did y'all hear the rumor of Jerry Jones possibly hiring Tony Romo as a GM?
You just talked about it with Lance about his football knowledge. You could do worse.
You could do worse. I have not heard that rumor, nor do I think that he would do that. That would seem kind of silly. That's a little far. It's one thing to know what's going to happen on the field. There's no way that you go out and get Tony Romo to be a GM.
Here's the thing. What people don't understand, and again, when Charles Barkley used to say he was going to run an NBA team someday, people don't get how important a capologist is. And you're looking at it right now with all the people that are being pilfered from Jeff Luhnow's staff with the Astros.
Right. Yeah, another one.
You have got to make sure that you have highly educated numbers people on your staff for salary cap issues, contract issues, all different things that just weren't as prevalent back in the day.
Yep.
But if you don't have them now, it doesn't matter who you... Tony Romo would be a good front man, and he obviously knows plays and X's and O's and things like that coming from the quarterback position, but you better have one hell of a staff on the backside that's going to do nothing but be able to crunch numbers and do the kind of accounting and business things that you need done, or you're never going to succeed.
That's a good point. But he's great at X's and O's, but there's a whole different level. You know, when you can sit there and watch a play develop because you've been on the field, but that doesn't mean you can evaluate talent and do those types of things that I think would be required of Tony Romo. So I don't know. I don't see that rumor being true. I don't know where you heard that from, but sometimes I feel like people just make up their own rumors and just say, have you heard this? No. Brandon wants to talk Rockets. Do we have Brandon? Brandon, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, did you guys happen to get a chance to listen to Charlie Polillo at all today?
I listened to... No, actually, I was coming in
early. I heard
early.
A little of it coming in.
I missed it. What did we miss?
So, we all know Barry's going to love this. Because he loves it when we hate on other callers. I can't stand Kurt Loeb. Okay? he's a dumbass.
I'm not going to disagree with you here, Brandon.
He called Polillo today, and he the first words out of his mouth, "Hey, Charlie, how you doing? Well, look here, man. Let me tell you, man. The Rockets are back, man, after last night." And I'll agree with him to the extent that without Melo, I don't know if it's without Melo on the court or what, the Rockets look like a better all-around team last night. And the guys look like they were congealing better and getting along better and playing just more complete basketball. But hasn't Denver been on a slide down anyway?
They started out 9-1.
Couple games?
Yeah, they lost.
They started out 9-1.
That was their fourth loss in a row now. So, I mean, listen, I think they're still a good team. They're going to be a good team. They're just going through a rough stretch right now, and I think they played out of their mind to begin with, and they're coming back down to earth a little bit. So it's just still a good win, though. Take nothing away from the Rockets, Brandon. That's still a good win.
And to his point, what he's mentioning, too, because I am the voice of reason, because I just have a fun time just blasting Kurt Loeb.
Uh-huh. By the way, appreciate the call, Brandon.
Last night, right after, if you guys were watching the game at all, there was a point at which even Craig and Bull had to admit that they thought that Jokic had fouled Capella, and they looked and went, "Nope, that was all ball. That was clean as can be." And 2 seconds later, here comes the tweet. "Jokic just absolutely murdering another Rocket, killing him." And I go, "All ball, bro. Make sure you look at the replays before you put yourself out on Twitter."
Here's what I don't understand. Why are you still reading his tweet?
I just get him. They show
How
up on
do
my
you
timeline.
Not have that dude muted? I mean, just either unfollow him or mute him.
You can answer that question yourself. You already bag on me for my lack of...
I'll show you how to mute him or just unfollow him. Why on earth would you want to see what he has to say to begin with?
You know what?
I get it maybe from an entertainment perspective.
I've known him for a long time, and he's listened and followed ever since I was with the Rockets. So.
Well, so it's a pity follow?
No, it's not a pity follow. I think he just enjoys ragging on him. He enjoys making fun of him. It's kind of fun.
We have a friendly back and forth on it. But, yeah, I mean, because he's made some statements.
My God.
He won't let me forget the fact that Sam Decker responded when I said he wasn't the center, couldn't be the centerpiece for any Paul George trade.
Well, that's just Sam Decker being butthurt. You were right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, whatever. I don't know. I would not be following a guy.
He's found
like
his niche. Let's put it that way. He's just going to call Charlie. Charlie told him he's called 2 days in a row. Charlie goes, "Take a day off tomorrow."
Did he really?
Yeah, he did. He goes, "This is 2 days in a row for you. Take tomorrow off."
That is great because you know what? As long as you don't call here, I'm fine with it. That is no problem.
He never does. It was just when you were out.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah. So speaking of, I'm out tomorrow. Who's filling in? Raheel?
Are you?
What?
No, I'm serious. I thought you're testing it tomorrow. Testing the line.
Because I'm driving to El Paso.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we can make sure that there's enough nourishment in the building, I'll go with Cody again.
Cody again, huh?
Yeah.
I feel like you're trying to replace me with Cody.
I'm not trying to do anything. I feel like you're basically moonlighting on us all the time, like you're trying to divorce us, Nick. I mean, when you start looking at the numbers, crunching the numbers from our analytics department, it looks like last week you were gone more than you were here, and it seems like it's a thing that's popping up more and more. You don't want to be around us.
That's not true at all. That is not
true at all. Have you not felt
this,
Nick? Have you not felt the lack of love?
Yeah, have you felt that, Nick? Look, he's like, what?
Felt love for what?
Lack of love
from me. Lack of
love.
Barry doesn't want to be around us anymore. He's constantly looking for gigs out of town.
Let's be real. Has it been that I can't do the show or that sometimes y'all are on remotes and won't allow me to do the show?
That's not y'all. Huh? That's the other people. That's not y'all.
I'm just saying. I love this show. I love doing this show. I love hanging out with you guys. I can't help it. I can't help it. What can I say? Somebody said, what about Romo for a QB coach? See, even then, I don't know that Romo, I think he's perfect at what he does. He is the best, hands down, the best analyst in football.
I agree. Well, I agree.
Hands down,
yeah.
Because he can identify, like I was telling Lance, on both sides of the ball and go, oh, look, he just, even when Lance was talking about terminology, I think there's some universal terminology in football because you'll hear Romo go, oh, well, he just said, I don't know what word it was, I forget, but he was like, let's just say he just said.
Halle Berry?
No. Let's just use that as an example. He just said Halle Berry. That means that they see the blitz on the left side, so he's going to throw. And that's exactly what would happen. And so, I mean, he's perfect at what he does. There's no reason to change it. There's no even that.
He actually made RPO a sexy term.
I mean, I did. I started it.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Actually, the college did.
Everyone said that, stupid.
College, I mean, that
but
really.
I'm saying from a broadcasting perspective, because one of the things, the fine line that everybody always says is don't get too technical that you lose listeners or viewers because they don't understand and can't grasp what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But because he did it in such a way with the back, with what the definition was,
because he'll explain
too.
It.
Yeah.
He'll say the RPO as well. And he'll exactly say, right. Well, you know, he'll start off with hold the ball. He'll look for the run option. If this guy breaks down this way, then he can throw the ball. Yeah. He explains it as he does it. So it doesn't make you feel stupid. You're right. That's why he's so good. And what I love too is that Jim Nance knows how to get out of his way.
Yes.
And he doesn't try to like C block him. He's just like, you do you and it's good.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's you're great. Right. And there's no hate like for Aikman with Buck and those two guys get hate. Collinsworth gets a lot of hate with Al Michaels. And Al Michaels, let's be honest, a legend, but he's kind of over the hill. But that's a good combination right there because you're right. Nance is the ultimate play-by-play guy, but he doesn't try to be the color guy too. And right. He lets Romo be the color guy.
Do his thing.
Did you guys see this, by the way? Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, tweeting out, the Steelers went into Le'Veon Bell's locker.
Yeah.
Removing his nameplate is one thing, but Bud Dupree says thanks for the Jordan brand cleats as he just started helping himself to Le'Veon Bell's locker.
Yeah.
Well, it's on video if you need proof. All right, hey, we're going to continue to roll on. We're going to get you involved in the show if you would like to as well. 713-780-3776. That's the HR&P listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. It's the usual suspects. Back with more in mere minutes. Now your name is Jeff Twine. Switch it, snap, break them off some.
This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the final hour of the big show. We call it the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5 and SportsGrab 94.1, as we continue to get the job done at an extremely high level for all those witnessing and involved in the show, including our commander-in-chief, which is hovering over Nick's shoulder right now, as Mr. Gao is giving tours of the fishbowl.
I like that you got the instrumental for Look Who's Burning. You couldn't find the clean
not quick
version?
Enough. There could be a clean version.
I doubt it.
Not
the
quick
whole
enough.
Song is about going to the free clinic because you have because you're burning up.
Burp.
How about that? Oh. Yeah. Well, I didn't want to say it with him right there.
Yeah, so I didn't. I can't say that there isn't a clean version, but I didn't.
It would be. I would be willing to.
I didn't give it enough time.
I'm going to tell you this. With my Ice Cube selection, I was going to go with no Vaseline, but I was almost positive there was no clean version.
Oh no,
of
they used to play it on the radio.
Really?
Absolutely. In fact, I was at 97.9 The Box when they dropped that.
Yeah, see, I didn't think there would be a clean version, cool. And obviously with the theme of that song, I was like, well, I probably shouldn't put that
it
on
was,
there.
Remember how they used to let high schools come on the shows and stuff?
Yeah.
I was at the box that day representing Jersey Village High School when they dropped No Vaseline.
They say your name?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's how I became a big-time radio star.
Is that how, I was going to say.
That was the launching point. It was Matt Hatter's been around since high school.
Yeah.
That dude's got to be 80. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. He's like the Barry Warner of music radio.
Oh, he's not old as dirt.
I'm just kidding. Ooh, no, I'm just messing with you. Matt Hatter's a legend, though.
He is.
Yeah.
Remember when he had, what song did he have?
I don't even
remember. Remember he had a song that he dropped that was actually pretty good. I don't know how it did nationally, but I know it got a lot of run locally.
That I don't remember.
Yeah. He went by Hatter.
I just know that 97.9, the Bizhawks.
Yeah. He went by Hatter. And I did a show one time with Jimbo. Not a radio show.
Fisher?
No, Jimbo from The Box. He did a set at the Improv right before I went on.
Okay.
Yeah, he's good at radio.
All comedians are. Shout out to El Jefe, by the way, who was all over that Bud Dupree taking Le'Veon Bill's.
No doubt.
Concord 11 cleats, which are bad. If you wear the same size, good pull, but the bad move was putting it on video because now he knows who did it and where they went.
Yeah, but he can get more. Let's be real.
Right? Bud Dupree should be able to get the way he played last week anyway. Yeah, he should be able to get his own if he's a Nike guy.
Yeah, you would think that wouldn't be hard to come by to get those.
Without question. So with that being said, the what slipped through the cracks so far was another 60-minute extravaganza on ESPN just to let you know that the college football playoff rankings remained exactly the same for the top four teams.
Yeah, no change really whatsoever, actually 1 through 10. Now, when you start getting into the 11 through 25, there were some folks that moved up, moved down. The biggest jump by anybody up was Penn State moving up six spots to number 14. Iowa State also moved up six spots. The biggest fall was Kentucky. Obviously, they fell six spots as well. Washington moved up seven spots to 18. But again, 1 through 10 remained the same. UCF kind of on the outside looking in as the undefeated coming in. I heard a really good debate between Raheel and Dell and John Granato talking about, should UCF be in, which I thought it was kind of an interesting take by Raheel because he was like, what's the difference? If Alabama's playing Michigan, they're probably going to be – that game's over by halftime. So what's the difference if it's over by halftime with UCF? It's a good argument. I think you still want the best four teams in football in the playoff because you never know. But, UCF being undefeated, I feel bad for them, especially with 22 in a row. I feel like, though, this will take care of itself. It always does.
At some point, they deserve their due, right? We were talking about this yesterday, and you brought that up. When they won now that they've won 22 in a row, and we all know that they made their stake of being national champs last year, and no one really gave it any credibility or credence. But now that you've got 22 straight, at some point, you have to give them an opportunity and have them play at least a game or two where you can say, hey, we were wrong. Or we had this right all along.
Yep.
But until that matchup happens, they're earning it, man.
Yeah.
You still got to win the games that are on your schedule, and that's what they're doing.
Do you feel like, we know Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame obviously control their own destiny. With Michigan, Georgia, Oklahoma, I feel like if Georgia ends up beating Bama, they kind of have to be in, right?
Just think about how absolutely pissed off the committee is going to be, how screwed up that's going to be if that
just
happens.
Like last year.
Yep.
Just like last year. And it's going to piss people off. Kind of weird, though, if you look at the AP top 25 and the college football playoff rankings, the 1 through 6 is exactly the same. LSU is at number 7 in the playoff rankings. West Virginia at number 7 in the AP. And then Washington State in both polls at number 8. Ohio State at number 9 in the AP top 25, West Virginia at number 9 on the playoff rankings, and then the playoff has Ohio State at 10 with LSU being number 10 on the AP top 25. So the consensus top 10 in both polls are the same. It's just there's a variance in the order after number 6.
Yeah.
But I think that all of that doesn't matter. You're talking about New Year's Six Bowls and whatnot. But the top 4 is the main, and I mean, I still don't have a problem with the 4 that they have in.
I don't either. At this present time, right? For this week, at this time, with the way it currently sits, they got it right. And a lot's going to sort itself out, which you just covered. And Michigan still has to play Ohio State, and then they have to play in the Big Ten Championship. So their fate will be decided. And like you said, we're going to have the SEC play a lot of things out, too, with Georgia, with Alabama, with the SEC Championship. So that's good news. Clemson, basically, I think they're in, simply because their schedule now.
They've got Duke, South Carolina, and then That's pretty much it.
They're going to be okay. They're basically in. The top, and again.
Well, they have their conference game
in
against
more
probably
than
Pittsburgh.
Alabama, because Alabama's still going to have to probably get through Georgia.
Yeah. And that's definitely a much. I don't know, man. Something tells me this Michigan-Ohio State game may not go like people think. I feel like Ohio State is going to win that game.
I agree with you totally. And as disappointing as Ohio State has been in the middle of the season, the way they started, the way their track record is about getting 5-star recruits and talented. They're deep.
It's on the road at the horseshoe.
that and right, playing in at Ohio State factors in as well. I'm with you. I think Ohio State's going to beat Michigan because I haven't been impressed with Michigan all year.
Which I kind of hope that that does happen. I also kind of hope that Georgia beats Bama. But if they don't, now you have to decide, is it Georgia or is it Oklahoma that you want? Because yeah. Georgia and Bama are going to play. So what if you put – and what if you don't put Georgia in and then they go and beat Bama in the championship, in the SEC championship? So that's going to get interesting as well. And Oklahoma has to get past West Virginia, which I'm not – I think they will, but that's not a cakewalk.
It's not at all.
West Virginia is a good football team. They're 9 right now.
Got a quarterback that's highly touted by NFL scouts, and they got a lot of talent. Dana Hogerson's a good offensive mind. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. Did you also see that
– last week of the season is going to be fun.
They're talking about Kyler Murray at Oklahoma because of the fact that he was a top 10 first round draft pick in baseball by the A's, that he might resurrect the old Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders thing and try and play both.
Yeah, I just don't see him playing in the NFL.
You know what? If it was any other position than quarterback, I'd think he might have a chance.
Slot receiver or something like that.
Bo Jackson running back or Deion playing defensive back. Sure, it's one thing, but there's so much offseason work done at the quarterback position, so much to memorize and do.
Yeah, I
think it'd be very difficult.
I agree.
All right, we got a half hour to go on the big show, 30 minutes on the clock. Don't go anywhere. We love having you a part of it. HR&P listener line wide open, 713-780-3776. Call or text that number. Hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the Usual Suspects.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, appreciate you along for the ride. On a way back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, and of course, SportsMap 94.1, as we continue to have fun here. Been a spirited couple hours on the show. A
couple of different folks reminding me that the song was Down South by Hatter.
Just Hatter.
Down South, where I stay.
Apparently made a movie.
Switch four lanes.
He made an appearance in a movie,
He was in Poetic Justice.
Yeah.
With
Janet Jackson.
Tupac.
And Janet Jackson.
So he's a part of he's a part of the fabric that is
hip-hop. The Houston hip hop culture and scene and just Houston radio, like, don't just narrow it to just hip hop. I mean, Matt Hatter should be considered a radio legend in this city, not just hip hop. I mean, when you think about all the different names, you talk about longevity.
If they got a, you know, because we always hear about this and we hear about all the different ways we hear about this, but the Radio Hall of Fame, Texas Radio Hall of Fame, he should be in there.
If he's not in, that's a travesty.
Yeah, he should be in there.
Absolutely.
Without question. That's something that should be done if it's not already. Barry Warner, you're on the board now or something? You can get that done for us.
Somebody said, that's all cool and all, but where are you calling from? Didn't they do that thing where it was like you would call in?
Yep.
And you would say, I forget how it went, but you would call his show and say where you were calling from and do a little rap.
Like, yeah, from West Side. Or, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I forget how it
went.
That's
right when I first got to Houston. Because when I first got to Houston, that was the thing, to listen to The Box and the Mad Hatter.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep. Radio legend.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about
that. Appreciate everybody letting us know.
Yeah, we appreciate y'all reaching out to us. We're getting what we can, what we are supposed to see, I guess.
Yeah,
on a
it's
Wednesday.
Interesting. You and Nick and myself aren't reading the text, yet all the texts in the inbox have been read.
Yeah.
Someone's I wonder if there's anybody that may be looking for...
Well, I don't know who else would
maybe,
have access.
Maybe someone sent all their listeners to come and mess with us, or me, and they're just checking to see if they follow through. I don't know. That's weird. That's interesting. Go figure. All right.
I'm trying so hard.
I know. But you're doing very good.
Thank you.
Baseball news. The A's, Melvin wins.
Doug Melvin,
manager of the year in the American League. I'm surprised by this.
I'm not, simply because of the fact that sometimes, and especially with the voters, as much as we say big cities get big love, but...
Bob Melvin.
Oh, yeah. Doug Melvin's the GM. Yeah, GM Bob candidate. There's Bob two Melvin. Melvins. Yeah. The fact that, from a standpoint of the Red Sox and Alex Cora...
That's why I don't know how you don't not it's give
because
that to
him. Because from a media standpoint, they go, they're in it every year. They're supposed to be in it. They've got the biggest, one of the biggest payrolls. They do all these things. So I think he gets, he loses some votes that way. And not that he, because he deserves it. He deserves to be right up there at the very top. But you look at the whole Moneyball story and how we know the A's don't want to spend money and everything like that, small market. And yet what they did this year resonated with a whole lot of people because of how they did it, homegrown talent and the whole thing.
I guess, but when you win 108 games, you have the best record in baseball, and you win the World Series.
Yep.
And I just feel like, I mean, offensively, the Red Sox were, you know, untouchable almost. But it's not like he had the rotation in Boston that the Astros have had in Houston. It's not like he had a lights-out bullpen or anything like that. I feel like he was a rookie manager number one. And yeah. you look at what Gabe Kapler did in Philly. He started off, he screwed it up for a little while. He got better, and they
remember,
were okay.
He went to the pen without anybody warming
and
up.
And they were okay, but Alex Cora managed and handled himself like a veteran, like he had been doing it for a while. And I think there's something to say for that. But I understand why Bob Melvin got a lot of votes.
Yeah.
I still say, though, when you have a rookie manager that wins the World Series and basically start to finish best team in baseball, how do you not
this
give
is
it
Melvin's
to that guy?
Third team he's won it with, I believe.
Oh, really?
Third time he's won Manager of the Year.
Yeah.
So again, for another reason why, let the new guy get a chance. He proved himself in year one, like you said, and did it by winning the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
On a team that couldn't really give the Astros much competition a year ago.
Because listen, you say what you want, but the Yankees are coming for the Red Sox. The Yankees are coming for that division. And don't sleep on the Tampa Bay Rays. This is not just a team that you can just,
They got a Cy Young Award winner, and that's it, because Snell's the favorite to win the Cy Young, but they don't have much around them.
No. This is a team that if they had played in the National League, do make the playoffs.
Played their butts off, yep.
So, I mean, that's not a, it could be several more years before the Red Sox even win that division, much less make a return trip to the World Series. So I'm with you. You know, Melvin has won a couple. He did a fantastic job. But why, if that's the case, why aren't you looking at other teams? Like, why aren't you looking at Council? I mean, okay, you picked the Braves, which no one saw coming.
I thought the dark horse that Council was going to sneak it because of how far they went in the playoffs. And
I have no beef with Brian Snicker right, of the Atlanta deserved. Braves winning the National League Coach of the Year. But you could make the case for some other guys.
Sure.
So maybe this was just the year where they say, look, two teams, American League, National League, no one expected them to be here. No one expected them to be as good as they were. So they give it to them. Fine. But I'm okay. I'm really okay with the National League choice. It's just Alex Cora, I felt like, got screwed probably.
A little bit of a non-traditional way of voting, maybe, in the fact that they didn't stick with big market, big money,
yes,
and all the big the big story,
yep. Yep.
And went a different way. And maybe that sets the tone for the Cy Young, where if you're an Astros fan, Verlander non-traditionally could sneak it away. But the one that's going to be really interesting, and Tim Kirkchin's another one that's come out and said he voted for DeGrom, National League, you're looking at a Cy Young Award candidate that's probably going to win it that had, what, 11 wins? 10 wins, but had a 1.71 ERA.
Yeah, and one more news and notes from baseball specific to the hometown team. Astros assistant GM Mike Elias, one of the top candidates for the Orioles GM position. Most people think he's going to get it, yeah. Now, Victor, before we go to break, wants to talk about the box. So, Victor, what's up?
Hello?
What's up?
Victor, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Am I on the radio?
Yes.
Okay, hey, you were just wondering about that 97.9 box jingle, and I was just going to let you know how it went.
Go ahead.
Sounds cool, and that may be, but where you're calling from, what's your...
There it was. That's what it was. Appreciate it, Victor. You beeped yourself, but that sounds cool. Yeah. That may be where you're calling from, what's your city?
Something like that, something but like I totally that is that it. That's
I do,
what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I remember that.
That
as well.
Was so dope back in the day, and so many people sucked. You could always tell someone that's not good.
You would cringe for them when you're listening.
Yeah, like we should make our callers do that. We should all make them.
OU
we should
Mike?
Have a day where we just do the old throwback to the box, and maybe Friday we'll do that. That's if you're gonna call, you gotta be like, that sounds cool. That may be.
Yeah, but that's kind of taking a bit.
I mean, it's a throwback because they don't do it anymore. It's yeah. it's a hat tip to them. Yeah. Because a lot of us in this city came up on that, like Victor, like me, like him. You weren't around.
No, I cool actually remember that the jingle. That may be you still wear your grandpa's jeans.
You're really
trying to fit in. Hey, you mentioned the Astros, by the way, too, because I wanted to mention something real quick before we get completely
off. I just
want to
make a point. Yeah. I was just going to say, you'd always knew the bad rappers when they called the Mad Hatter show because their raps always started the same way. Well, my name is, as soon as you hear, well, my name is, you know they suck at rapping. Doesn't matter whether it was a like Mad Hatter show. Indicator.
Like pre-rehearsed.
That's so true.
Every crappy person that thinks they're a rapper, whether it was on the Mad Hatter show or not, that sounds cool. They'd be like, well, my name is Todd. Nope, nope, nope. You're not. Your name is Stop Rapping. That's your name. Don't do that. Every single bad rapper does that. I don't know. Sorry.
No, and now I just wanted a correction. The one thing that I wanted to say about the Astros, too, was it's one thing when you start talking about, because you talked about Luno's going to lose his top man.
Yep.
But he's also lost two other guys in his department.
In the analytics department.
Yep. And then you look at what's been lost on the field with Hinch losing three coaches. Mm-hmm. You know how good the Astros have been top to bottom from the organizational standpoint and the on-field standpoint. But that's why you got to really start worrying about the fact that you got to start rebuilding a lot, putting a lot of new other people in place. We talked about how important it is as from a general manager standpoint to have numbers guys. Mm-hmm. Luno had some of the best in the business.
It's true. And I don't disagree with you, but think about it in these terms. You know when you win that people are going to pilfer your organization.
Sure. But not this many in 1 year is what I'm saying.
Right. Think about it this way, though. You look at the Patriots and all the losses from coaching staffs and GMs and everybody that they've lost. Once you have the infrastructure in place, and I think the Astros have a fantastic infrastructure that 99% of baseball is trying to mimic right now. That's why they're going and getting these people because, hey, let's get Elias to come in and show us what did you do at the Astros. Let's replicate that. So I think with the infrastructure in place, you don't worry as much. And I feel good with the Astros infrastructure.
Okay, we'll see. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. I mean, look, it's a great gold star for the Astros to know that everybody wants
it means something. Yeah,
people that know what they're doing and how they do it. But they've lost a lot of guys on both sides of the baseball operations. So before we get to that, the break coming up and our last segment of the show, I do want to tell you one more time about the good people at Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff, his staff, doing a fantastic job. I switched to Infuse a little over a year ago. I've saved thousands of dollars from a year-to-year basis comparing who I was with previously to the last year with Infuse Energy. They can do the same thing for you, too. If you go to InfuseEnergy.com, or better yet, call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. You're going to get a real human being on the other end of the phone from Infuse Energy. You're not going to get an automated system where you get to scream at the phone and get frustrated before you ever get to any answers that you're looking for in trying to get your energy needs taken care of. You're going to get a person that asks you as many questions as you ask them because they want to know when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, is it for your business, is it for your family, and so on and so forth until they can pinpoint the best plan at the best rates for you. They're 100% honest, which means sometimes, but it is rare, there'll be competition out there that can beat their rates. They're going to let you know because they want you to know like a trusted friend. You may not go with them this time, but because you can trust them, you'll be back, and you know that they will never try to deceive, obscure, or try and trick you in the way they do business. It's a great way to know that you can breathe easy and trust the company that has your back. It's 100% green energy at your fingertips. That means that you sign up, you get a green plan, it offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits, and it decreases your carbon footprint. All you care about is quality energy, taking care of the environment, low rates and prices. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Infuse energy into your life.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show. We appreciate you sticking with us and taking us along for the ride on a way back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects, SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. You want to clear this up?
So we've got a conglomerate of text and tweets and everything, and I think we've got it down. So it was called the roll call. And it would start off by saying, what's up, y'all? What you got to say? Who's on the mic with Hatter, Nikki, and Jay? And then somebody would, well, my name is Boom Boom. Shout out to AT&T for that funny bit. And then so they would do the first part of their rap, and then they would say, that sounds cool, and that may be where you're calling from. What's your set, baby? And then they would do another part of the rap. So it was all mixed up together. So that was
There's the clarification.
And that was the good stuff, too, because they were actually freestyling a lot to kind of get go with the callers.
Right.
But that was, you know, that was when morning shows were a big deal. Because I remember that you had, you know, those guys. You had Sam Malone, Sam Maria, and Robbie at KRBE.
By the way, my cousin is married to Psycho Robbie. And it freaked me out the first time I saw him. Because I was like, this was way back in the day when I first met him.
But he's one of those guys that looked like he sounded.
Yes, he does.
You know, because Sam Malone's got the pipes where you think he's like this big bodybuilder guy and everything like that. And he looks like Barney Rubble.
Yep.
And I can say that because I know Sam.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Sam Maria and Psycho Robbie were kind of the PG version of Howard Stern. But they were the mainstream. And then you had the hip-hop and rap with the Mad Hatter and the Box. And yeah, when I first got to Houston, the morning shows were big.
Yeah.
What was the one
Q Morning Zoo?
The Q Morning Zoo, and you had Stevens and Pruitt. Stevens and Pruitt,
dude,
who
I love
Rock 101 KLOL
with the boner.
Oh my god! And most people had one because they were guaranteed to have strippers in pretty much 4 days a week. Because when we first came to town, the Rockets Radio was over at KTRH across the hall from KLOL.
Yeah,
we spent a lot of time in the hallway.
Oh yeah, with all the strippers they had on that show. Yeah. Of course you did.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I used to love Stevens and Pruitt in the morning. I wasn't a big Q Morning Zoo guy, but Stevens and Pruitt, and then the Mad Hatter Morning Show. Those were the two big ones. I wasn't a huge Sam Malone guy, and you know the Psycho Robbie. Even though when I met him, I was like, oh wow, okay, yeah, that's a cool feeling. I remember that.
Yeah, Sam. Yeah, he's kind of
Yeah.
Psycho Robbie here. We're standing here. And the one thing that always disturbed me was they always, that's a cool feeling.
Yeah, that's a cool feeling.
And his one, that's a cool feeling, which made me, I was going to say, I sounded like Trey a little bit too. But the one day that always bothered me was he would always bring up, that's a cool feeling when you go to wipe and your finger goes through the toilet paper. And I was like, why would you say that?
Yeah, that's weird.
Why?
That is weird.
So I'm glad.
Somebody said Houston Morning Radio is running. Yeah. Houston Morning Radio was run by Rod Ryan.
Ryan now is a popular guy.
He's very popular.
Outlived a lot of the changes, a lot of the morning changes. Sarah Pepper and PK had a morning show for a very long time. That went away.
Be honest, I had no idea who Sarah Pepper was until I met her at the MS-150 Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I met her. She was there.
She was a judge.
Yep.
And then I was like, I hate saying this, but I had to go over to the promo crew. I was like, who's Sarah Pepper? They were you don't know, down at the courthouse? I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I used to listen to the show. Plus, I
interviewed
them when
I
was in college.
Very popular, but I just don't, that wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
But she's very popular, Sarah Pepper.
Yep, she really
is. Very popular.
Yeah, I think she moved her way over to 96.5, so she's no longer with that. Yeah.
You're right.
What?
That she changed station.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Barry, you should try to get the Mad Hatter to come on the show. I'm sure he would love that. I don't think that radio works like that, where you can just get people to cross the line.
That's like having Lisa go on Channel 2.
Yeah.
Or Dominic Soxa going on Channel 13.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Nope.
And another one, somebody else mentioned Walton and Johnson. Never listened to them either.
But I know the names.
Yes, of course. Yeah. They're legendary as well. I was huge on Stevens and Pruitt. Loved it. Listened every day religiously. I listened to Stevens and Pruitt. And then Mad Hatter for a while. And then, I ain't gonna lie, for a while there, I was listening to 740 KTRH News. That's when I knew I was officially old. You start listening to news, I was like, what the hell is wrong with me?
And even they had real known names that ended up getting let go at one point where it was a big deal here in Houston when it finally happened.
Lanny Griffith, wasn't it?
That was one of them.
It was Lanny Griffith and then some dude.
Well, there was another female, too, that was long time doing news. Yeah, and morning shows were the thing.
Yeah, man.
The longest time on radio.
Yeah. And now you've got John and Lance just killing it in the ratings. Just putting everybody else to shame. Wow. That's going to make somebody upset.
Sure is. I hope I don't get any texts tonight.
I
don't want
to
get
forward them
this.
To me. What the hell? I'll beef with everybody. I don't care.
Well, before we get out of here, you want to...
Did we verify who that second call was? Is it who I said it would be?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a rapper on the phone that wants to talk about writer's block. Hello, MC Idiot. What's your call about?
Grandpa was a long-haul trucker. Your girl's so fine. And that's where the writer's block comes in. Because if you say congratulate you, it just doesn't work out. If you guys can help me out with some lyrics, man, I appreciate it.
That was pretty good.
And he waited for the last segment. He wasn't on hold for very long.
Maybe something about Tanya Tucker.
Or got her mom a job and she's a mother trucker.
Ooh. Well, he already said trucker. Oh. Long-haul trucker. Driving all around listening to Tanya Tucker. There you go. Problem solved.
Lasting longer than an all-day sucker?
Well, oh, now that sounds a bit sexual.
Well, but we got it done without getting it done, if you know what I mean. So
that was very sexual.
Yeah, well, so was his.
That's true.
Innuendo.
Somebody said 740 used to be news. Yeah, all news.
Well, isn't it still?
No, it's like political talk, I believe.
No, 740 is your news and weather together station.
No, not anymore. I think it's now political talk.
Oh. Maybe in the middle of the day, Michael Berry.
Who knows? Yeah. I don't listen to news radio anyway. If I'm going to watch news, I'm going to get on my iPhone.
Or... Michael Berry followed me on Twitter. It was very weird.
Really?
I was like, why? That seems kind of random because we have nothing to do with each other other than we're both in radio.
Huh.
Yeah, it was weird. I was just out of nowhere. And now Twitter won't stop reminding me to join the Redneck Country Club or follow the Redneck Country Club on
Twitter.
That's
his joint.
And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good. I don't need to follow that.
Yeah, I think he owns that place.
That sounds cool. That may be. See, now I'm going
to
have that stuff.
Got to find someone else to work with JB tomorrow because Barry's out of town. So we got to work on that as well.
So I'm driving to San Antonio now, and then I'm driving to El Paso. And I tried. We actually talked about it. I honestly tried not to miss at all. And
but you got another Fuchs Motel in San Antonio?
It's my mother's best friend since they were 4 years old.
That's a long time. That'll be some updated furniture.
Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo. I'm not going to mess up any doilies while I'm there, I'll tell you that.
Barry, we got a cot right over here in the corner for you.
She probably still calls her couch the divan.
Sleeping bag.
Old folks will do. Have you ever heard that? That people call a couch a divan? That's old people stuff.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
My grandma used to be like, get your feet off the divan. The what? The hell are you talking about?
No, I've never heard that one before. Yeah. Nick, you have it. It was prevalent in the 90s.
Yeah, never. Oh, young ass, old ass Nick.
All right, my friend, travel safe. Barry's on the road, but he'll be back on Friday via the hotline, and we'll figure out what we're doing tomorrow. But we appreciate you being a part of a Way Back Wednesday. Fred, Jung, AJ, The Blitz, they're coming up next. They're going to take you home till 7 o'clock, all on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.